To close SICA's budget gap, city administration began talking with Library Director Rob Farmer about closing the library one day a week. And his choice boiled down to Mondays or Sundays. Monday, the library is open for 10 hours and Sunday for 5. So Farmer chose the shallower cut.
Sunday is, no day was great, but that was just the one day that had the least downside.
With the decision to close Sundays, the city estimates a cost savings of $47,000, though the final figure won't be known until the end of the fiscal year. Taking into account one less day of operating costs, Farmer estimates it could be less, somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000 in savings. He says his staff is disappointed, and that no matter how you slice it, the cut does sting.
Libraries are, I think libraries are people. They're not things. All the, you know, anytime money decisions affects people, and that's the worst part of money crunches.
Farmer describes foot traffic on Sundays as steady. Walk in and you'll see students printing projects for class, Harbor residents checking their email. He especially worries about patrons who seek out the library for safe haven, as is Fred Fayette. I find him seated by the window.
We have people here that are homeless that come here every day. And it's warm and welcoming, and taking a day away from them means, you know, they don't have that.
Fayette is on his laptop. He doesn't have internet on his boat, so comes to the library to keep in touch with his daughter in Seattle, who is expecting a baby. The soon-to-be grandfather says there's no good day to close the library, though for him, there may be logic behind Sundays.
The employees here would have that day off. You know, it's a weekend, and probably, you know, if they're married, you know, their spouse would have the day off. I guess if we have to have a day, that's probably a day.
Other library patrons weren't so sure, especially parents who seek out the library for family time, like Summer Mayo, who hadn't heard the news.
No way! Oh, where are we going to go read the book for children? Whole school year? For what? Budget?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mayo often brings her daughter Song by the library after church. They read together, half an hour every day. So I asked Song, what do you think of this?
Awesome!
You want it closed on Sundays?
Yeah.
Why?
Because then we get more playtime with friends.
Dean Goodwin wasn't worried either, saying, I'm a Saturday guy anyway.
This is one of the most accessible libraries I've, you know, in the communities I've lived in, that, you know, this one is by far more user-friendly.
Goodwin's comment has some truth. With this closure, SICA's libraries open 58 hours a week. That's more than 15 other libraries in the state, and same as Ketchikan. But it's a far cry from 2 years ago, when SICA Public Library, then Kettleson Memorial Library, was open 71 hours a week. City Administrator Mark Gorman called the library a vulnerable area for cuts this year, and said a request by Farmer for $8,000 in temporary staff wages was denied.
Further, it came to my attention that some staff are putting in additional hours that are not compensated, largely Rob, and I just didn't think this was sustainable. And so the decision to reduce one day a week, I think, was pragmatic, although not necessarily popular.
Unless the city can find some more sources of revenue, Gorman adds, it's unlikely the library will open again on Sundays anytime soon, though he hopes that changes one day.
So we've got a first-class facility, and I would like to believe in the future, if our fortunes change, that it will be open again 7 days a week.
As for Farmer, he's heard plenty of negative feedback from SICans about this transition, though he interprets this as a positive sign that the building is truly beloved.
They see the value of why it's here. And I hope that they can just focus on the value of what's here. So if they can't be here on Sunday, please come on Saturday.
Farmer also reminds patrons that digital services will continue 24/7, which means that even when the doors are closed, you can still place a hold, use a database, and download an audiobook at will. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.